welcome, folks, to another episode of Who's Ghost Stories. For now, we are back to being land lovers, but I think eventually with the amount of sunken ships we've discovered are out there, there's going to be another nautical sense somewhere in the future, so. I said nautical sense again, that's still not a word.
You will still see the orb buoys return.
Oh, yes, you will. Today's kind of exciting. I think this is our first Ohio location that we're talking about. Yeah. We've done a bunch of
New
PA
York, yeah.
In New York. So we got an Ohio one today, which this one was suggested to us by Megan's old hockey teammate, Justin, and his wife, Char. So thank you guys for recommending this. Never heard of this place before. Sounded really cool from what I read. Really creepy. So I'm excited to dive into this. As always, we've got our research expert, Sean, and paranormal enthusiast, Professor Alex Wheaton. I don't know why I've started saying your name like that, but I like it.
It works for me. I'll let it be.
And of course, link in the description. If you need some crystals, go ahead and buy yourself some. They've got plenty there. They are running random sales for some reason right now. So as of recording, head to the website, use code WHOSAR11, get 11% off your order, not 10 like I mistakenly said. So you'll get an extra percent off.
There we go.
And if you use our link, we get a little commission, so you can actually help send us to some places. We do have a couple we want to work on this year for a couple bigger trips, but with gas being at $5 a gallon right now, we need a little help. To get outside of Erie. Even inside of Erie is a little difficult, so we need a little bit of help there, so support us with that. I'll see if I can get us any other affiliates, see what we can do. But I'm excited here for Tinker's Hollow out of Ohio, near Conneaut, correct?
Yes.
Near Conneaut, Ohio.
So Joe can visit.
Take Shiva down there. Apparently it used to be a little bit of a lover's lane at one point. Don't know why. This place sounds terrifying.
Yeah.
But we'll go ahead. Sean, kick us off.
Tinker's Hollow is a ghost town located in the former town of Benton near Monroe Township. It is home to a former iron foundry along Conneaut Creek. This foundry was founded, that's weird to say, in 1839 by brothers Sylvester and William Tinker. The Tinker family was known for inventing the first mowing machine of the region in the 1850s and would go on to be the namesakes of Tinker's Hollow. Silas Tinker Sr., father to Sylvester and William, would pass away on December 16th, 1839. He was allegedly thrown from a carriage to his death while traveling through the hollow, but it is just as likely he passed from old age at the age of 91.
The legends of the hauntings and strange phenomena surrounding Tinker's Hollow is said to be linked to Silas Tinker Sr., a.k.a. Old Man Tinker. It is claimed that it is his spirit, a moody old curmudgeon, that is not fond of trespassers and is known to say, "Go away," to people who are on his land. Warnings say that you will see his green glowing eyes if you are under the bridge he was thrown from. You can hear the sound of a carriage going across it as well. Others have told stories of hearing what sounds like the footsteps of a man dragging his foot as he walks, leading a mule across the bridge.
Old Man Tinker is not the only strange thing that occurs in this area. Along with green glowing eyes, people have claimed to see glowing balls of green light throughout the area. Electronic devices have their batteries and signals drained, as well as vehicles stalling. Several accounts have reported that there is a house in the area that is completely dark, but when driving across the bridge, lights flicker on and off on the top floor. This area is also home to the Conneaut Giants, a former burial ground discovered in 1813, where thousands of bones were excavated from what appeared to be of Native American giants.
While there are many strange occurrences in this area that may chill you to the bone, take solace, as it is said, if you have a conversation with Old Man Tinker and he deems you worthy, he will lead you to his hidden gold treasure. No one knows if he will let you leave with it, though.
So,
Can I ask a couple questions? Because I have some questions about this.
Yep.
Number one, we mentioned the brothers. Where are they? Sylvester and William. But he was Silas Tinker Sr., so were they? Did they have another brother that would have been Silas Jr.?
Sylvester had a son named Silas.
I was trying to figure out where that name, because there's a reason that you ever use Sr. Right. So that was the first thing, so thank you for solving that one. But
they had a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Where does this hidden gold come from?
That's what... So, there's a couple different things. One of the things about the Tinker Foundry is the metal that they made was, well, the iron that they forged was supposedly as strong as steel.
Okay.
And one of the things that was rumored was that they were putting gold into their iron to fortify it. It was never determined what they actually do with their metal, as it was taken to the grave with, I believe, William.
Yeah.
So the secret of their strong iron was never revealed, but it's believed that he used gold in it. So that's his hidden gold.
That would make sense. Thank you for answering that.
The only other theory I found, because I had the same question, other than that, was just like the general family wealth that they, especially from the mowing machine, they made a lot of money from that, but nobody ever saw like where the money went once the family members started dying. So that was the other thing, is those were the two things, but I think it's more of your the other theory of something in that iron.
Right.
It would be... So the place does sound terrifying. It would be kind of cool to go there, but the reason we can't is it is private property.
Yeah.
and as of lately, from what I was reading reviews online from people that have tried to sneak onto the property, a lot of cops in the area now. Very quick to come. And apparently they're... Besides... I don't know if it's the same house or not. I assumed it was a separate house because the house in the legend with the lights flickering sounds like a very old, decrepit house. But there is a house where people live in. And supposedly they are not very happy to hear people rumming around their property at night.
It's fair.
So that is why we can't go out there. We would recommend you probably don't either. From the sounds of it, everything's kind of derelict and in disrepair, especially the bridge. But that's why we can't do our own travel episode out there.
One thing I do like about this is there was a story about a news anchor actually going there to try and dispel the legend. And it was said that the first few nights that they went out there, they didn't hear anything. They were out there for hours.
Basically camped out there, didn't they?
Yeah, they camped under the bridge.
Yeah.
And then on, I think it was, I can't remember if it was the third night or the fifth night, but it was the last night that they stayed out there. They heard, like, everything. They saw the green glowing lights. They heard the sounds on the bridge. They heard... everything. And I believe they actually said they saw the lights flickering as they drove across the bridge. So it was very interesting that, you know, not that a news anchor isn't going to fabricate something, but that they went to go find something, they mostly dispelled it, and then the last night they were there, you know,
I like,
everything goes crazy.
I like, too, with it that the news anchor and the news station, like, were so into it that they went ahead and did that. That they were like, "You, the three of you are going to go camp under this bridge. And we're just going to see what happens." Like, that is some money put to good use by that station and the anchor.
Also, if those three people have been fired, we might be able to do this part-time for you guys. So, so reach out.
The other thing that I read... And what's tough with this one is, since it is a very local thing to that area, all of the people who had been there in the comments from people that had been there were local.
Right.
Like, it was mostly, like, local boards and stuff that I linked to and was trying to find. There was one specific post on there that was kind of talking about the legend, and it said the same thing, like, he was thrown from his carriage and died, but it could have been from old age. But the reason they were unsure is because his body was found alone.
Yeah.
in the middle of the hollow.
Yep.
Like, that's... That makes it way creepier to me, is yeah. Old Man Silas's body was found dead in the middle of his property.
Well, and one of the other things that they said that confuses whether or not he was thrown from his carriage is very shortly after Silas passed away, there was another body found in the area. Then they're thinking that he was murdered by bandits.
Ooh.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe someone was looking for Old Man Tinker's gold.
That could be, because then from the history that I found, it didn't sound like Sylvester and William were in that business for long.
No.
Afterwards.
Yeah.
They did their own things is kind of what I dug up, and I wasn't sure. Didn't dive too much into their history, because they kind of did separate, it sounded like, from the Tinker's Hollow, but I did find that interesting, too, that they... did their own things after that. I think it has a little bit of Gudgeonville Bridge with the noises across the bridge, but I like that you have to specifically be under the bridge for any of that to happen. Like, I think even with the news crew, they tried to go look at the bridge, see what happened, and everything just kind of stopped.
Yep.
So it is interesting to me that, like, you have to specifically be under the bridge for the noises, for everything to start acting up. So I kind of want to know why that is. It could be, if he really was thrown from his carriage from that spot, that that's where his imprint is. But
or, as we've said before, it's a bridge. People traveled across that repeatedly. It might not even be Old Man Tinker. It could be an imprint of people making that path repeatedly. So,
yeah. Especially when you factor in that other people then hear what sounds like dragging the foot, and that never appeared to be a characteristic of Old Man Tinker.
He didn't have a shuffling gait.
I was
going like
to ask about that, so...
At least it's never brought up.
Right, he could have, but there's nothing that explicitly says he does.
No, and I feel like if that's something that would be brought up to tie in specifically with that sound, but it never has been linked.
I did like, and I think it was in a comment section, or it might have been someone else's story.
Best places on these things.
But the green glowing lights, there aren't fireflies in that area.
Yeah.
So their fireflies aren't native to that area. Because that's what I'm like. I'm like, are people freaking out about fireflies? Yeah. Like,
that was my first thought too, but I think I read the same comment or post or whatever where the person said, no, fireflies, they're not out here. We don't have lightning bugs as well.
Yeah.
They said, and immediately I was like, oh, all right, so this is
it changes
something
things.
Different, because I was like, well, if I'm in my backyard, fireflies are all over the place.
Yeah,
exactly.
But yeah, so, I mean, they don't have those naturally occurring. Definitely would be something else, and I think it was that same post, actually, talked about how they went to go find it or, like, pick up whatever it was, and when they got to where the lights were flashing about 100 yards away, there was just nothing there.
Yeah. They just disappeared.
Yeah. And, like, my first thought, too, hearing them almost sounded like eyeballs, like, flashing. Mm-hmm. And then just disappearing.
So, how much is there on the Konya Giants?
So, I didn't go into that, too much into that. The only reason I wanted to bring it up is we all know about Indian burial grounds. And we also know about desecrated burial grounds.
Yeah.
And like we said, these bones were excavated by the thousands. So this, once again, might not be Old Man Tinker, and this just might be poltergeist material. You messed with the Indian burial ground. And, you know, that's why I wanted to bring that up. But I didn't read much, but I thought it was really something interesting to add in there.
So considering it's before his death and the foundry being founded, like, that's what made me interested, was what does this have to do with it, because that seems
important.
Interesting. It seems like it has some kind of importance.
One thing I did like, though, is they said that the skulls that they found were large enough to be comfortably worn over someone's head.
That's terrifying.
So what's kind of cool with that, I won't get too far off topic, is in the one book we used for our research, Eerie. That's Swope's, right? Yeah. Eerie. Apparently, mounds like this have been found all over the county with the same giant skulls in it, so that might be topic of a future episode to talk about.
I'll say, I do know that about, well, not a whole lot, but I do know about Native American giants over the entire United States, so knowing that this area had it, that's why I was like, what?
Right?
Yeah.
Can you tell me more? Because that raises a lot of questions. But so,
in any of the stuff that you found, because I don't think I read specifically anywhere, the decrepit house where the lights flicker, was that Tinker's house?
No. From what I heard, Tinker actually lived in the old foundry.
That's what I thought, too. And so that was the other thing that, like, I was trying to figure out was the connection between
the house and Tinker,
because I never found anything that said that's Tinker's house. Like, it's never mentioned as connected to him. It's just there's a creepy house out there where lights flicker.
Yep.
Which, again, if it's not Tinker's house, then there's multiple things in this area.
Exactly.
Yeah. Where it could be something completely different in the house, like almost like a poltergeist or a different, like, haunting. Then you've got different people around the bridge, and one thing could be Tinker.
I'm saying, considering that it's named after
Tinker, might not even be there.
I would say it's kind of like it could have nothing to do. All that could be things that have just been lost to time because it's known as Tinker's Hollow. It's known for him, but what else has happened there?
I think the only thing that, like, obviously, like, the sounds of hooves and footsteps coming across could definitely be him. But the other thing that, like, feels like it would be him is the voice saying go away.
Mm-hmm.
Because that area was his property.
Right.
And he was protective of it, from what it sounds like, to the end.
Well, Native Americans.
That too.
Just putting that out there.
Yeah, it's a fascinating place. From all the descriptions, terrifying.
Yes.
It does not sound like it's a safe travel and easy travel.
And nothing's worse than getting to your car and just like in the horror movie, it doesn't start. Like,
right. Especially if you've already started experiencing the other things.
Right.
Your car doesn't start, all of a sudden you look up and lights are flickering. So, it was a story mentioned and it was just creepy enough to give me chills, so I'll mention it here, but I don't know if it actually had anything paranormal, and you probably would have seen the same one, but someone's car did die, and they noticed, like, an old, like, 1940s era pickup truck was parked nearby with somebody actually in the car. Cool. And they were like, hey, can you come jump my car? I don't have any jumper cables. And the guy said, do you have a coat hanger? And he's like, I do have a coat hanger. So he pulled out the coat hanger. The truck pulled up so their bumpers were touching, and the guy used the coat hanger to jump the car. And then the truck supposedly peeled out of the forest, going like 70 miles an hour, expertly navigating, and then when this car got to the road, they could not find the truck at all. You know, again, like, we're not here to judge any stories, but I did think that was creepy enough to just add on top of everything else of possibly mystery truck driver.
So, the moral of that story, if you're going to be a good Samaritan, don't be creepy about it.
Yes. Very much so. Yeah, I don't know where the sun's peeking out there.
We're going to have to move those signs a little bit. We got a bit of a lens flare. That's why we go multiple angles.
Alex is not haunted. There's just a lens flare. Which, who's the director that would be proud of us for that? Star Trek and the Star Wars guy?
Oh, J.J. Abrams.
Yeah, he'd be so happy right now. JJ, if you're watching, we'll tell you how we did this with practical effects.
Yes.
Because it's not CG at all.
Not at all.
No. But
I do look kind of, like, ethereal.
You do?
Yeah, I was going to say, enlightened.
Actually, like, even literally. The front of the table does.
Yeah. And then it kind of stops through my face, and Sean, it just looks regular. A little hazy. Over there is its own thing. But yeah, like, this is just
an interesting...
Justin did tell me that he and Char were able to get onto the property and kind of walk around, and they didn't really experience anything, but it also didn't sound like they were there for long, because again, like, if you know it's private property, you're not going to hang around.
Because you shouldn't be trespassing.
Yeah, right. And like, in this kind of area, too, with it being so like run down and dilapidated, if anything were to happen, you're kind of screwed.
Yeah.
Especially if, you know, your car's potentially going to give out on you.
Yeah.
So. And you may or may not be jumped by some
ghost trucker.
With a coat hanger.
Yeah. Definitely creepy. So, like, if we were to go out there, Alex, what would you expect to happen or experience or, like, feel? And everything, specifically with this one, has happened at night, so I would add the caveat that we are there at nighttime.
Let me ask the follow-up question. Will we be there only one night, or will we go more like the news route and stay there?
I'd pull the news route and give us 3 to 5 nights.
Okay. So, at that point, I think probably the first night would be nothing. Maybe just a general uneasy feeling, just because we're kind of attuned to that kind of thing, but I don't necessarily know that we'd really see much of anything on that first night. But I do think... the longer we're there, the more we're not trespassing, but trespassing. Like, we're in that area where whatever is there, that's their place. And so it makes it more uncomfortable.
Right.
So I imagine that I am simultaneously super interested and would love to, you know, hear some of these things and see it, but at the same time, it's terrifying, and I would not want to spend an extended period of time there.
No.
So, I don't know. I would hope that we experience something, but I don't know how quickly we would.
So I'll pass over to you, and then I got a follow-up question.
So, I'm in the same camp. I do feel like we're more open to energies, so we're not welcoming enough to get possessed, but we welcome spirits towards us. So I feel like if anybody is going to feel something there, it's going to be someone at this table.
Mm-hmm. Pendulum would be going crazy there.
And obviously, orbs for days.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if we're already seeing green lights from other people.
If we're seeing green lights,
there's definitely
going to be lots of orbs.
A lot of orbage. And, man, we have quite a track record with mules. Maybe we'd be able to talk to that mule, too.
He could tell us exactly we'll ask him about who's Gudgeon. Coming across.
Oh, my gosh.
Ghost mules.
I agree with both of you. Like, I think the longer we're there, like, something's happening, and I definitely think we would experience something. Like, I jokingly kind of said, like, I think the pendulum would be going crazy in this kind of area with this much energy. Because even as we said before, if there's nothing there, which I doubt, because Indian burial ground, like you said, bridge.
Too much
deaths.
Of what's there makes me feel like there's not, it's not just a, oh, it's one, no, there's...
Yeah.
There's enough connecting there that makes me think there is something.
I mean, like, yeah, I definitely feel something's out there. So we would get something. But the follow-up question I have for both of you, do you think the reason the longer you're there, the activity builds up is because whether it's the burial ground, Native Americans, or Tinker, or the other spirits, that they're literally just trying to get you to go? Like, they just want you to leave by that point.
Well, so I kind of already answered that in my response that, you know, the longer we're there, the more you're going to experience. And I do think it's directly because it's their home, their resting place where they are. They don't want you there. It's so I don't know which group or individual it is. Part of me also says, though, at the same time, it doesn't matter who it is.
Right.
Like, it's not... It's not our place to impose. So, yeah, I for sure something, whatever it is that calls that its resting place, its home, the reason it takes time is it's more or less just saying, you know, okay, you're here, fine, go, leave.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that. Most people kind of forget this, but when you're dealing with spirits, they're people. Mm-hmm. These are people. And anybody that's ever had guests in their home for extended periods of time, Usually by the 3 to 5 day mark, that's where you're like, all right, go. You've overstayed
your welcome.
Go. Get out. So I definitely feel like it's more of an annoyance and just testing their nerves and being like, okay, you can go now. We'll start flickering the lights till you leave. You want a cell phone? Nope, no battery.
you gotta go home and charge.
Your charger's in your car. Now go.
Oh, wait, the car's dead.
Should have left when you had the chance. Now you gotta wait for the ghost trucker to come jump you. No, but I agree, too. Like, it definitely feels like that it would be a build-up. Like, you wouldn't experience anything until they wanted you to, and that was, like, the sign of,
okay,
please kind of
please go.
Yeah.
Please get out of here. We don't want you around. And I could see that, too, because, like I said, like, back in the day, like, it was a lover's lane spot for some reason. Party spot, so trashed area.
Yeah.
So I could definitely see by this time they're just like, we just want to be left alone.
I hate that I can understand why it's was considered those things, because it's private and secluded. But at the same time, it's like, come on.
Yeah. And if you've ever seen a horror movie, that's just asking for bad news.
Right.
You've got all these things here in one spot. That's just asking for a bad time. You're
we
gonna
all
have
know
a bad
you
time.
Never mess with the Indian burial ground. This is a giant Indian burial ground. Sorry. A colossal giant Indian burial ground. That's like super mega curse.
With a curmudgeon old man there.
Exactly. Slide him alone.
That's like breaking a Infinity Doctor Strange mirror world mirrors. You're done.
Yep.
It's a bad time. No. I agree. I think that's about it for this episode. Any of you have any final thoughts on Old Tinker's Hollow?
Yes. Number one, as we always say, please be respectful. Because this is a private property, it's privately owned, please don't trespass. We are being responsible and saying, you know, we're not going to go there, even though it's something that I think we agree it'd be interesting to go, but the fact that it's private property, we're not going to trespass. So please, you who are listening or watching, please have that same level of respect. Listen to what we talked about. Do your own research. Read about it. That's fine, but please don't trespass. But other than that, the other thing I want to say about this is definitely creepy, definitely some negative energy there. Just the fact that there was a Native American burial ground, that alone tells me that there is some negative energy there. That's what I want to say about that.
Only thing I've got to say is definitely makes for a great ghost story.
Mm-hmm, 100%.
And creepy area, the fact that the whole place is a ghost town is just adds to it. And I guess just thank you for recommending it, Justin and Char. I love doing the research on it.
Yeah, fascinating place. And I think if you were camping out near the area, this would be the perfect ghost story to tell to somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Old Man Tinker.
Yeah.
It's all you have to say. The rest of it is just icing on the cake.
No, but yeah. Like Alex said, be respectful. Don't be heading out there, especially if you ain't got permission. You don't want to get arrested for going trying to find Old Man Tinker. It's not a good thing to have on your rap sheet. But no. I think that does it for this episode. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Make sure to like and subscribe. Come back next week for some more. We're looking at another Ohio location, so a double Ohio. And next week is a bit of a doozy. So definitely come back. Sean did another good work for there. Any final words for the people?
Stay in the light.
Thanks, guys.